You are my rock, my deliverer. When you are my strength, Lord, keep me safe on the hardest day of constant pain. My
endurance is... Hello again, it's me, Talit Peshkapia from Mystic Mercy, and today I'm going to be talking about a song I wrote called You Are My Rock.
I count the suffering as joy, take the trials as blessings, for I consider all these things as a way to build my perseverance, and I know you have carried me through.
So the song I showcased last time was called In the Stillness, and that one walked through holding the space and time to meditate on God and to dwell on the love and be a part of God's great love for us. It was a reminder to bask in God's glory and love and mercy for us. In this one, it's actually a song of gratitude, so it's connected to that last song. This piece was actually written for Holy Week and during the time that we had Lent. This one is actually about gratitude and coming closer, as we were going closer to Good Friday, the gratitude that I had in the moment of stillness. So coming out of that time, I was really into contemplative prayer and slowing down and actively being quiet, actively being still, which the last song, like I said, was about stillness. One of my best friends, Ben Camp, he had given me this examine prayer. He had shown me the examine prayer and how he participates in that daily. And so it was a very encouraging thing to read the examine prayer. And a lot of these songs come from that desire to seek quiet solitude with God and the growth from that and the sort of goodness that comes from that.
You are my rock, my deliverer, Lord, and you are my strength, Lord. Keep me safe on the hardest day of constant pain. My endurance is tested, I know that you are my rock, Lord.
So the examine prayer is a way to reflect upon your life and the time, your day, your current situation, what you're feeling. And it's also a way to recognize God's holiness and to slow down and to be a part of the presence of the Holy Spirit and Holy God. And simply, it's a set of introspective prompts so that you can slow down. It's kind of like meditating, but it's contemplating, it's being more contemplative and acknowledging God to enter with us. And so for me, these songs are written to remind us to slow down and to contemplate and to be with God and the presence of the holy. So for those who don't know, there's kind of a model for how you pray. And the first point is thanksgiving, being grateful. The second point is petition, asking, seeking revelation and being open to what God and the Holy Spirit has to reveal. The third one is reviewing, where you allow the Spirit to move and reveal the day and your experience of the day, whether you're experiencing desolation or joy. This is the time to review that. The fourth step is forgiveness and asking God to forgive us in our shortcomings and our failings and to acknowledge where we were wrong, but to also celebrate with God in God's forgiveness and mercy and grace that is given to us. So it's not a beat yourself up kind of thing. It's actually allowing to go through with the holy. And the fifth one is renewal. And again, focusing on God's grace and the purpose of God's grace in our lives. And this also allows for us to look forward and to look for the growth and places to grow. And in doing all of this, it's actually a moment of freedom, of acknowledging what's happening, surveying it, praying to God, giving it to God, dwelling quietly, and letting go. So we are now at the end of the year, and we're in the fall season right now. We just left October, and we're entering into November, and this is the time that things usually get crazy, like super crazy, because of all the holiday shenanigans and things. In the last month, I'm going to share a little bit about where I'm at and how this song has helped me. In the last month, I got sick. You know, I don't know if it was because of my autoimmune disease or, you know, my son got sick, my daughter got sick, Crystal got sick, my wife, and we all got sick, but something sat a little deeper in my body, and I got sick really bad and couldn't breathe. In fact, I'm still, you know, getting my breath over what happened. It wasn't COVID, but it hit me. Maybe because I didn't have the year of going out and something got me. It, you know, it was waiting and it found me. But there was a really horrible, like, 2 days where I could not sleep at all, which is funny because in the last podcast, I shared with y'all that In the Stillness was about me sort of, you know, waking up in the middle of the night and calming myself down and being able to bask in the glory of the darkness of night and to be able to sit in quiet. And somehow that flipped on me and I couldn't go to sleep. And I had these really horrible panic attacks. And I won't go into details so I don't, you know, not re-trigger it or anything, but I don't, you know, don't want to throw that on y'all. Anyway, I was able to work it out with my wife and even, you know, go to the doctors and be able to do all that. But something that came out of it that I wanted to share was I downloaded Headspace. This is not an ad. This is not like I'm not telling y'all to go get it, but it was a lifesaver. Headspace is a meditation app, if you don't know what it is, and I was able to really calm myself down. I was able to center myself, if you will, and put my all of the crazy stuff, I was able to lay it down and reset. Now through that, I was reminded of God's grace, and I was reminded of God's glory and peace. And so I was able to go forward with that, using this song even, using In the Stillness, using You Are My Rock, and that became, these two songs became like prayers, and I have another Lenten song that I'll probably share in this review as we're doing together, where it's called It's All Temporary, and that's one of the things, that's a very Buddhist thought, but I think as a Christian, we're able to look at ideas, and so we have to let go of our sin, of our not good stuff. We have to let go of that. But we also have to acknowledge that we're present. And so this was a moment of freeing for my mind. And also I connected it. I was just like, whoa, wait, I've been writing about this. This is connected to this. This is connected to that. So meditation's like contemplation. We're, you know, able to slow down and to look towards God. And so whatever you're going through, for me, it's physical. It also manifested itself in anxiety, where it was in mental. And so, of course, I pray that you're able to go through that with, not alone. You're not alone. Please reach out to me. Find me. I'd love to pray for you. I'd love to chat with you. And you're not alone. But I pray for that you can get through it if you're going through something as bad as I went through.
Take the trials as blessings, for I consider all these things as a way to build my perseverance. And I know that you have carried me through.
This song was also a freeing thing for me. And so I hope you're able to listen to this and to In the Stillness and to be free through Christ and through God's love and mercy, but also just to understand that there is peace out there for you. And there's always a biblical element to what I'm writing in this project. So Psalm 18:2 is actually the thrust. That was the start. And I'll read it. It says, "The Lord is my rock, my fortress, and my deliverer. My God is my rock in whom I take refuge, my shield and the horn of my salvation, my stronghold." And so, very obviously, you are my rock, my deliverer. But, you know, sometimes what I have to say isn't as good as what's already been said. And so I love to point to Psalms. I love to point to wisdom from the Bible. And again, this is one of those where it was written and it was just easy to use. And so having that be a part of this as well is to go to the Bible and dwell and to listen and to use the wisdom and the encouragement as my own way of saying to God, I need you. Lord, I need you. And the bridge it talks about, it says, "I sit here thinking about how far I've come, and I know that you've carried me through since I've begun, and I'm grateful for your love. You are my rock. You are my rock. You are my rock.
You are my rock, Lord, my deliverer, and you are my strength. You keep me safe on the hardest day of constant pain. My endurance is tested. I know that you are my rock, oh Lord. I sit here thinking about how far I've come.
And, I know you carry me." And I like to do the last chorus is a little different than maybe some other choruses. So this is a trick, or in writing, you know, we have the "You are my rock, my deliverer, you are my strength, you keep me safe. On the hardest day of constant pain, my endurance is tested. I know you are my rock, Lord." That's a chorus. And I actually start the song with the chorus. And I end it with the same written chords and written movement, but it's actually just singing, "You are my rock, you are my rock, you are my rock, you are my rock." I love that. I like to do that in songs. I like to keep the same chord progression, but then add something very different at the end. Or, you know, similar but different, right? And so that was a joy to do in this piece as well, was just say, you know what, we're going to start the song right away. I've been doing that a lot in these projects, is just we're going to get the idea right at the top, and we're just going to say that idea again at the end. Very simple, but hopefully it directs us. And it directs me as well to be contemplative and allow the space for the holy. I pray that your week is filled with joy and peace, and that you're able to find the time to allow the holy to enter into your own space.
You are my brother.